It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party. Moolah Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, flexer than the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw them up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Wrestling or Half Up podcast. Today, I'm your host, Matt Scott. My co-host, Mari Forth, is out today. You can find her at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like number two on social media. And as you might be noticing today, this is a very special episode, if you could even call it an episode, more like an announcement of what we have coming up, because we are taking this week off because next week is WrestleMania. There's so much to dive into. But first and foremost, I just want to shout out what has been like a really incredible season of the Wrestling Wrap Up with Sarah Carradine, who is Mari's co-host on the podcast Crime Scene, S-E-E-N, Puya, Grace Leader, Brian H. Waters of the Wrestling Realm podcast and the Ringer Wrestling Show, AJ Norris, Dan C. of the WWE, Ari Ferrari, and Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz, of course, of Survivor Philadelphia fame, Survivor Cook Island's own Billy Garcia, ESPN's AJ Mass, Victoria Mother Effin' Cage, and Odie and Mo from the Black and Sternity podcast. This has been an incredible season, so I hope you don't blame Mari and I for taking the weekend off this 1 week, but of course, with WrestleMania coming up, we have a lot of podcasting happening, and I want to tell you all about it because we want you to be tuned in. But if you're not already, because there's so much coming up, make sure that you subscribe to the Wrestling Rehappa podcast at robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed, because there is so much coming up over this next week and a half, this next couple weeks, really, as it relates to WrestleMania and the fallout. And of course, you know that there are a number of matches already announced for WrestleMania, which I'll run through in a second, but we will be doing our predictions of WrestleMania mid next week. So by Thursday, March 30th, look out for the preview predictions episode that Mari and I will do for WrestleMania, because we will talk about all of it. And of course, if you've been following along with wrestling, great. If you haven't, we'll do our best to catch you up, because we know a lot of people tune in just for WrestleMania, where of course, you'll see matches like Austin Theory versus John Cena, Seth freaking Rollins versus the one and only Logan Paul. Yes, that Logan Paul. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And a bunch of other matches, including Bianca Belair versus Asuka, Brock Lesnar versus Omis, Gunther versus Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control. I could keep going and going and going. So many matches announced, but Mari and I will break them all down in our preview and predictions episode. Again, look out for that Thursday, March 30th, to drop in your feed, robhiswebsite.com/wrestlingfeed. In addition, because WrestleMania happens two nights on Saturday, April 1st and Sunday, April 2nd, Mari and I are planning to do reactions podcasts right after Mania each night. So we'll be really tired, but we'll also be really fired up and passionate. These are some of the most fun, energized podcasts, because we just don't hold back at about midnight as we're going off on what we just saw, for better or for worse. Again, subscribe to the feed for that and look out for that in your podcast feeds. On Sunday morning after, of course, after night one of WrestleMania, and of course, Monday morning right after night two of WrestleMania. Finally, the last thing I want to plug is that on Saturday, April 8th, we will be doing our season finale of the Wrestling Wrap Up like we've been doing the last couple of years. We will do the episode, the fallout of Mania, where we will be able to talk about the Raw after WrestleMania and anything else that happens in that week that kind of sets the stage for what's to come. And hopefully by April 8th, we'll let you know when you can expect us to be back for yet another season of the Wrestling Wrap Up. So that's all I've got for you today. And sorry, folks, if you are expecting an episode for us to talk more about the wrestling, you have to wait a few days for the predictions. But you could, of course, find me and Mari on social media. You could find me at Matt Scott GW. You could find Mari at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. You could find the Wrestling Rehap Up on social media at Wrestling Rehap Up. And of course, you could also join the official, unofficial patron fan group of the wrestling fans in the Rob Has a Podcast community. Normally Mari's the one who says it, so it's so much more smooth, but it's called Job Has a Squadcast. And if you want to be entered into that community or let into the community, just send me or Mari a DM, especially on Twitter, and we will get you in. But really looking forward to being in touch, looking forward to WrestleMania week. It's going to be an exhausting week. It'll be an exhilarating one. There'll be a lot going on. And we look forward to sharing it with all of you. But until then, please subscribe to the podcast, as I've mentioned. Please rate us 5 stars. Please show some love. Please leave a review. Hopefully we'll have some reviews to read before the end of the season to just shout you all out for your support of us getting to talk about this thing that we love with people that we love to talk with. And of course, become a Rob Has a Podcast patron, robhasawebsite.com/Patreon. You could sign up at any time of the month. And what's so incredible is that you get to tap into the community. You get the first news and notice about RHAP events. And really, you get to connect with folks who care about the shows that you love, including a few wrestling fans and a lot of fans of scripted and reality TV. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this very quick, very special episode. Again, you know where to find me. But one more thing I just quickly want to plug is that there is something very special, a special edition of the Pride Has Spoken podcast that I recorded last summer with Dr. Evie Jagoda and Grace Leader, who's been a guest many times here on the Wrestling Wrap Up. So subscribe to that podcast. Check it out at robhaswebsite.com/pridefeed. Really something important, an important conversation on trans rights, queer rights, and something I'd really appreciate you all tuning into and sharing with your communities. But as Mari normally says at the end of each and every one of these episodes, wrestling is for everybody, but not all wrestling is for everyone. Goodbye, everybody.
Up, lay it down just like Matt and Mari. Wrestling lover half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like the Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party. Moolah Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, flex it in the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw them up, lay it down just like Matt and Mari. Wrestling lover half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like the Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party.